Hey, sister girl. This is your girl, Classy, and I'm here tonight with my friend Juice from Juicy's World, Big Baby in the house. I want to talk a little bit tonight. I want to talk about
Juicy.
Hey,
girl,
yeah,
I'm here from
Juicy's World. Yeah, you got my girl Juice in the background. Juicy's World. Anyway, I'm coming to y'all tonight because I want to talk about moving on to a new relationship after you've been hurt by an old one, but you still holding on to the hurt. Like, for instance, let's use me. So, I met this dude here in Atlanta. For all of y'all that don't know, I fell down my basement stairs back in August, and I fractured my spine. And I ended up going to one hospital, Grady Hospital here in Georgia, and didn't receive the care that I needed. So I ended up taking my stay to DeKalb Medical, which is now Emory Hospital. Shout out to Emory. Anyway, during my stay there, I met this man who was like my imaging specialist or whatever. And we'll call him Candy Striper. Anyway, go figure, speech. But anyway, so Candy Striper has been a part of my life ever since, through the duration, through the recovery, through the hurt, through the pain, through the mood swings, all of that. And I'm so grateful to Candy Striper for being what I needed, when I needed, and still wanting to be there. But the problem with me and Candy Striper is the lines of communication have begun to fluster. And so, I'm telling my girl here, Juicy, that the only approach that I can think of is hard love to get him to understand, like, I've been through this. I don't want to go through this no more. I'm not putting up with it. You either get your shit together or, you know, I'm going to have to let it go. But yet, I still fall weak to the flesh and still continue to communicate, despite he might say what I want him to say right now or right then and there. But, you know, Juice is saying I'm going about it wrong. He say I gotta say how I really feel and stop holding on to hurt and allow myself room to even have a chance to might be hurt again until I get it right. But my thing is, who wants to continue to hurt until they get it right?
But see, that's just it, though. This is Juice. And it's not about, how can I put it? It's not about getting hurt again. It's about learning. It's a learning situation. You have to learn everything. You have to build your character.
But is that not what putting your guard up doing?
Yeah, I mean, you can put your guard up, but not as hard as you're trying to put it up. I mean, you're trying to make it break down barriers. You can't make somebody break down the barriers of your pain and your hurt.
But if they desire, this the way I feel about it. Because if I desire to be restoration for said person or someone who wants to be a part of my life and take on or whatever, why not try to break down barriers?
Yeah, but
why not go the extra mile?
But men are retarded nowadays. I keep telling you that, girl. I'm a man still. Juicy. Mm-mm. And you know, men are still retarded, boo. Man, you gotta teach them. Put like dogs sometimes.
Yeah, but I just feel like after 40.
I know, after the same
do
way.
Not, and you are a 40-year-old man,
correct.
So it's
and
like.
And I feel the same way, so it's like. But people, I'm telling you, some people don't understand, because they don't learn. They don't. Their life lessons, they don't. How can I put it? It's almost like reading comprehension. They don't comprehend their life lessons. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like, I didn't want to say, did you get hit with the stupid stick? And I hate that because, you know, we had the conversation earlier. But anyway, it's another
topic.
About,
about the mental thing.
We're gonna come back to y'all on another segment. We're going to talk about mental
abuse.
But anyway, we talking about non-communication in a new courtship. I feel like if you want the fire to burn, you got to keep the flickers going. And I also feel like that you can't keep the fire lit by yourself. I feel like I don't want to necessarily say, I hate it when people say, well, if, since I'm not getting your attention, somebody else getting it. Because that might not always be the case. Sometimes, ladies, we don't want to admit, but we are the problem. We are the issue at hand that pushes the man away. But
Sometimes, because it all depends, because men don't know how to communicate. And that's a big problem. Not only women don't have men do not know how to communicate.
But you have.
And that's the mentally man, and sexually. And
I understand it. But check this out, though. Let me hit you with this.
Go.
Just because, even though you might not know how to communicate, it doesn't help that we're pressuring you to do something when you don't have the right tools to express yourself from the beginning.
True.
But, so that's what I mean by us pushing away, because it's like you pushing, I mean, it goes into the segment that we're going to be talking about, you know, mental abuse. But we're forcing and nagging and nagging, and then the shutdown comes and we don't understand why we aren't getting the communication that we were getting before, instead of just being patient. But sometimes I feel like y'all just be with that bullshit, you know?
Sometimes they do.
And damn that, because
I date men and they be with that bullshit. I be like, what is wrong?
I'm just saying.
I cook clean. I'm going to work sucking your dick. What more do you want?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Is this children friendly?
Okay, so from here on out, our podcast is uncensored.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, it's sorry. Okay. Well, Juicy's World
Juicy's World. Yes.
My bad.
Even though we like to be juicy, we still have to keep it classy. So, anyway, it's a twofold on both sides, really. And it's like, I feel like y'all don't really care what we thinking. Not as much. I ain't gonna say y'all don't care what I'm saying is. Let me rephrase that. We don't want to know. We really want to know what y'all are thinking. We really want to figure it out when, you know, we shouldn't.
What is that called? Your podcast called?
Anchor.
And classic what?
Classics.
Classy classics with a K.
Anyway, so if you all have any suggestions or comments or questions, feel free to join in, because I know I'm not the only one that have women problems. Lord. Man problems, and I know Juicy is not the only one that have
man problems. I used to have women problems way back in the day when I was young. I'm not a kid anymore. Let's go. Toast.
That's another segment, too, talking about Juicy's women problems. Right. So, anyway, he feels like, you know, be patient and ride the wave and, you know, groom that man. But my thing, and I understand it, and I get that, and I've done that before several times, which is why I'm not too proud of
it. It ain't even about grooming, no. See, it's not about grooming the person. It's about letting them know how you feel about situations. Like I said, when you said about the sex situation, remember when we started talking about, oh, sex was great, and you're like, I don't want to feed his ego. No, you tell them right then and there, because then they'll know, I'm going to do that again to you.
Because I feel right like they're going to do what they want to, what they in the mood to do right then.
No, that's not true. They're going to please you. They're going to do that stuff because it's like, oh, that was the best sex ever. If you tell somebody that at that moment, like, oh, my God, it was so, the way you did this, and you're describing some shit, they'll be like, okay, so I know. Telling you, do that to a man. You describe what you like, they'll do it. Now, that I know. Juicy.
Lord have mercy.
Okay.
But, yeah, I just wish I could. Just,
girl, we all wish.
Have you ever seen?
Girl, we all wish. There's no genie in no bottle.
Have you ever seen like an episode or something where a person might touch somebody and they give them a glimpse into their thought process or that what they see?
Uh huh. Like that movie, glimpse. That new little movie where that she bump her head or some shit. What's her name? Taji. She in every goddamn black movie now. The Taji P.
Taraji.
Yeah, she in every damn thing. So, yeah, her little movie where she bump her head this year and she can read men's thoughts or some shit. Mm. Yeah, she in every goddamn movie now. When is bitch gonna stop? Shit. I love it though. I do. I love that bitch. No, I do. I love that bitch. I do.
I but like Taraji. Damn.
I mean, can't get somebody else something? I'm just saying. Where the other black hoes at?
I can't deal with you. Anyway, Taraji, he don't mean no harm.
No, I love her. She knows, girl. She made me watch Empire. I mean, come on now.
But if by chance that you hear this podcast and you want to comment or collab,
we love you, girl.
You like homegirl from round the way. I don't want to say the hood.
My opinion. I still love her though.
Yeah, but you like homegirl from round the way. Well. So we would love to have your
feedback. She like Beyonce in the movies. She like the Beyonce in movies. She every goddamn
shit. Anyway, sis. It's your girl Classy, and I'm hitting you with the classy classics, and I got Juice from Juicy's World.
Juicy!
In the building. Hit me up any time of day if there's something that you want to talk about, that you want to discuss, that you want to get off your mind or heart. Or, you know what, I was thinking about doing something like the Strawberry Letters. Or running an article, the classy ads. And
I'm about to say, you got to call it something else. We're going to have to call it the Peach Monocles.
Chronicles. Because we are in the state of Georgia, baby. The Peach Chronicles. Yes. I like Cassie that. Peach.
With a K.
I like that. Yes. Yes, the Peach Chronicles.
With a K.
You know, that's my brand, though, Classy's Chronicles. With a K, both of them. But I can do the Peach Chronicles because I know this is going to be a big year in 2019. We're going to get some things accomplished. We're going to get some things done.
Yes.
And it's going down here in the city of Georgia.
Yes.
The Peach State. I'm going to be a new Southern Peach up in this money.
Yes.
And we just going to get some things. Good on Southern Peach.
Because we're from Nashville, but we're here. We're peaches now. Little Southern peaches.
Yes.
Southern
Bells. Good old Southern Bells. Anyway, hit your girl up anytime from Tennessee all the way to the big ATL. It's your girl Classy and your boy Juice.
Juicy.
And we out.